This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump is angrily defending himself against a report in The Atlantic that said he had spoken with disrespect about American troops that had been killed in action. At a White House news conference late Friday, Trump said the allegations published by The Atlantic are false.
Nobody's done more for them. And then when I have to have a report read like that from a third-rate magazine that's not going to be in business much longer, I look at that and I think it's a disgrace.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, whose son Beau served in the U.S. Marine Corps, delivered an impassioned reaction to the report, saying that Trump is unfit for the presidency.
It affirms what most of us believe to be true, that Donald Trump is not fit to do the job of president, be the commander-in-chief.
The allegations, sourced anonymously, describe multiple offensive comments by the president toward fallen U.S. service members, including calling World War I dead at an American military cemetery in France, losers and suckers in 2018. The president has called the report fake news. President Donald Trump says that he has not received definitive proof that Kremlin opponent and Russian dissident Alexei Navalny was poisoned by Russian nerve agents. Speaking at a White House news conference, the president said that he would look into it but had not seen the reports yet.
Well, I think we have to look at it very seriously if it's the case. And I think we will. There's nobody been tougher in Russia than I have.
Navalny, a leading critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on a flight from Siberia last week and is in a medically induced coma in Germany. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Health experts at the University of Washington have given a grim virus prediction for the rest of the year in the United States. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation is forecasting worsening COVID-19 outbreaks in the Northern Hemisphere and predicting another 1.9 million deaths if governments don't take drastic action. The Institute's Dr. Christopher Murray worries about virus fatigue, reducing social distancing and the wearing of masks, along with the desire to boost the economy. He says most of the world's population lives in the Northern Hemisphere, where respiratory illnesses generally peak in the winter months. The Institute's model predicts this wave will peak in the United States in early December at about 2,900 deaths per day, and globally in mid-December, with 30,000 daily fatalities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The World Health Organization's Director General on Friday warned against vaccine nationalism amid attempts around the world to develop an effective vaccine against the coronavirus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus also said that when a vaccine is developed, it must be a priority to vaccinate key workers in all countries.
We want all people everywhere to have access to vaccines. But initially, when supply is limited, priority must be given to vaccinating essential workers and those most at risk.
Tedros also made it clear the WHO would not recommend any COVID-19 vaccine before it is proved safe and effective. U.S. job growth slowed further in August as financial assistance from the government ran out, but the nation's jobless rate plunged to 8.4% last month. Reuters' Conway G. Gittens has details.
The drop in the unemployment rate was largely due to those returning to work who had been furloughed or temporarily laid off. The economy added more than 1.7 million jobs last month. The retail sector hired back the most employees, with that sector being one of the few to add more jobs than it did the month before. The rehiring came at the tail end of government payroll assistance programs that have since expired or will expire soon, leaving doubt as to how many more jobs can be restored without further aid. Layoff and furlough announcements have been piling up across the economy this week, from Ford to Coca-Cola to the airlines to manufacturing companies, with another round of government assistance nowhere in sight. Talks have stalled in Congress as Republicans and Democrats have been unable to agree on the need and the size of another stimulus package.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.